Welcome to meditation. This is Drew, a wellness coach for La Clinica in Central Point, Oregon. And today I'll be guiding you through a 10-minute meditation practice. And so if you've never meditated before, or if you're a seasoned meditator, this is an experience open to everyone. And most people think that during meditation, your mind is meant to be completely clear. And that's just a common misconception. In actuality, what meditation is about is giving your mind something to focus on. And so in this practice, we're going to focus on our breath and the sound of my voice. And so when your mind wanders, gently redirect your awareness back to the present moment and your breath. And there's no need to be judgmental with yourself when your mind is thinking. It's normal for it to think. And just be gentle and patient with yourself as much as you can. And so if you haven't done so already, finding a comfortable way to be seated, either in a chair or on the floor, laying down or sitting up. And gently closing your eyes. Noticing your body being fully supported by the chair or the floor beneath you. Your hands gently resting by your sides or in your lap. Your eyelids closed over your eyes. And bringing your awareness to your breath. Noticing the physical sensations of breathing. Letting the breath be just as it is. There's no need to change it. Allowing it to flow easily and naturally with its own rhythm and pace. And as you rest here, letting an image form in your mind's eye of a lake, a body of water, large or small, held in a receptive basin by the earth herself. Letting this image gradually come into greater focus. And if it doesn't come as a visual image, that's okay. Practice just allowing the sense of this lake to be there and feeling its presence. in this lake, maybe deep or shallow, blue or green, muddy or clear. And with no wind, the surface will be flat like a mirror, reflecting trees, rocks, sky and clouds, holding everything in itself just for a moment. Wind may come, stirring up the waves, causing reflections to distort and disappear. And then you may notice the sun sparkling in the ripples and dancing on the waves in a play of shimmering diamonds. And when night comes, it's the moon's turn to dance on the lake. Or when the surface is still, to be reflected in it, along with the outline of trees and shadows. In winter, the lake may freeze over, yet be teeming with movement and life below. And as you rest here breathing, creating this image of a lake in your mind's eye, allowing yourself to breathe as the lake. Feeling its body as your body. Allowing your mind and heart to be open and receptive, moment by moment, to reflect whatever comes near, or to be clear all the way to the bottom. And through it all, as you lay here, simply observing your breath and your body, feelings and emotions that may arise, and noticing the effect of your thoughts and feelings. Do they disturb the surface and clarity of the mind's lake? Do they muddy the waters? Is that okay with you? Might it be possible to identify not only with the surface of your lake, but with the entire body of water, so that you become the stillness below the surface, which at most experiences only gentle undulations, even when the surface is choppy. And in the same way, in your meditation practice and in your daily life, can you be in touch not only with the changing content and intensity of your thoughts and feelings, but also with the vast, unwavering reservoir of awareness itself, residing below the surface of your mind. The lake can teach this. Remind us of the lake within ourselves. And if you find this image to be of value, you may want to use it from time to time to deepen and enrich your meditation practice and your daily life. And so, dwelling here in this stillness of this moment, until signaled by the sound of the bells, we can be the lake in silence now. And gently beginning to bring your awareness back into this room. Noticing any sounds. Perhaps wiggling your toes and your fingers. And whenever you're ready, gently opening your eyes. And you're welcome to have a stretch here if you'd like, or walk around. And just taking a few moments to notice yourself in this moment. To notice if anything has shifted, or if things are the same. And to bring the same sense of awareness that we practiced into this world as we come back together. So again, my name is Drew, and I'm so grateful to be here guiding you. I'll see you next time.